All right, so the specific theme for the month of March here on the Morning Drive with the Dream Team is...
Much prayer, much power.
And we are declaring this, that we will learn how to pray prayers that reach the ears of God. Last week I asked the question, do you feel like your prayers are hitting the ceiling sometimes? And there are so many messages, and I've been there at that place where you just feel like, man, I'm praying here, but these prayers are not being answered.
Yeah.
And you can almost sense it within your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the disciples were probably at the similar position, because they were looking at, other people praying, and then they saw Jesus praying, and they saw that, man, when Jesus prays, things happen, heavens open, and they respond. And this is why we're committing to teach you how to pray prayers that will reach the ceiling, not the ceiling, will reach the heavens, right?
Please.
And the prayer that we're looking at specifically is the Our Father. That's in Matthew chapter 6 from verse 9 to 13. I'm sure many people didn't even know where that comes from. But we all say the Our Father prayer together, right? Let's say it together.
Yes.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Thy kingdom come,
thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread,
and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is the kingdom,
the power, and the glory forever and ever.
Amen.
Right? No one needed notes for that. It's something that's engraved within our lives. And I guess that's how prayer should be. Now, the Our Father prayer is a model prayer. So it's a prayer that Jesus teaches us how to pray. And over the next few shows, we're going to teach you exactly how to do those prayers. Now, we're also going to podcast this, so you can go to our 103FM app, and once we're done with the entire lessons, we will be able to send you all the links that you can get directly to it, because it's broken up into 7 different parts. And the first part starts by saying Our Father, right? Our Father. And Jesus, before he speaks this, he teaches, and he says we mustn't be like hypocrites that they pray on the street corners that they can be seen, you know. And then he says that your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly, right? So we pray because we need Jesus. We don't pray because we're trying to impress other people with our spirituality. But the first part of the prayer starts by saying Our Father. And this is what that means. It presupposes that you are his child. So if you are feeling that your prayers are hitting the ceiling, you first got to check, are you a child of God? Did you know that you cannot pray any other prayer except the prayer for help and salvation unless you are his child? So unbelievers, they actually cannot pray another prayer except the repentance prayer, the sinner's prayer, where they give their lives to Jesus, because it will just be, once again, vain repetition. He says, Our Father. It's his first words. And when we come to God in prayer, we come to him based off the fact that he is our Father. And that's the first part of this entire prayer, which is huge. And you've got to ask yourself the question, are you a child of God, right? Just because you go to church doesn't mean you're Christian. Just because you read your Bible and you know how to pray, or you're able to say amen in the right places, amen.
Amen.
That doesn't mean you're a child of God. The Bible says that you must be born again. So even if you mention the Our Father prayer, but you don't belong to him, you're not his child, then 100% your prayers will be hitting the ceiling, because prayer is communicating to God, and you can only do that through the premise that you are his son, you are his daughter, you are a child of God. So that's critical. We pray to the Father. That's also very important. So we're not praying to the man upstairs. We're not praying to the big God. Understand? We're praying specifically
to the Father.
We pray to the Father through Jesus Christ with the help of the Holy Spirit. That's critical, because we understand that God is a triune being. He's God the Father, he's God the Son, and he's God the Holy Spirit. So when we are praying, we're not praying to the Holy Spirit. We're not praying to Jesus. We are praying to the Father. Remember, Jesus is modeling how we pray, right? So we pray to the Father through Jesus Christ, yes? So we come through Jesus Christ. This is why the five confessions of redemption are so critical, because unless you are born again, unless you are entering into this relationship through Christ, we won't be able to stand in this presence of God, the Holy God. And then the Holy Spirit gives us the power to pray. Can you see how that works?
Mm-hmm.
So we pray to the Father through Jesus Christ
with the help of the Holy Spirit.
The help of the Holy Spirit. So the first part of the Our Father has to do with being a child of God. And I want to ask you, as a 103 FM listener, we're helping you to pray prayers that will reach the ears of God, that will reach the heavens, that will be opened up. But as you are seeing right now, that it starts by being His child. And maybe you're listening in right now, you're with your kids, or you are just, you know, you switched on the radio, or you jumped onto this podcast and you're thinking, hey, I actually don't have a relationship with God. I'm very religious. You know, on the outside, it looks like I've got my ducks in a row, but I don't have a relationship with God. Well, today we're going to give you the opportunity to give your life to Jesus, right? So please don't close your eyes if you are driving. But if you would like to receive Jesus Christ within your life, there where you are, in your own car, in your own heart, in your own room, wherever you are listening to us from, just say, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Right? And acknowledge that you need the Savior. And I'm going to lead you in a prayer right now, because the truth is, out of yourself, you cannot change yourself. You can modify your behavior to a certain degree, but you are who you are. It's only God that can change you. And we got to come to Jesus. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, which means if there's sin in your life, doing good works does not cancel out your sin. You must be born again. And I love this. When we come to Jesus, He doesn't just modify us. He doesn't just, you know, help us. No, He gives us a new life. So even though the wages of sin is death, the Bible says in the next part of that verse, the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ, right? So the wages of sin is death, but we are able to receive this new life through Jesus. And all we have to do is acknowledge our sin before the Lord and turn our hearts towards Him. Repent, meaning turn away from your sinful life and turn towards Jesus. And again, if you want to do that and you want to make that decision, even if you've backslidden, the good news, 1 John 1 verse 9 says, if you confess your sins, He's faithful and just to forgive you and to cleanse you of all unrighteousness. So you might even have been backslidden, but you're not too far to be saved. All you got to do is repent. And the truth is, this is not a game. You know, there's life and death. And if you were to die today, would you see God one day? That's a real question. Because you go to a church doesn't mean you're Christian. Because you fill on your census form Christian doesn't mean you're Christian. You need a new birth experience. And if that hasn't happened, you can't even pray. So the first prayer that you can pray is a prayer that I'm about to lead you. So if that's you again, and maybe you missed it out on the first part where I asked you if you want to give your life to Jesus, if you want to do so now, once again, in your heart, in your car, as a family, wherever you are, this is more important than dropping off your kids at school right now. Okay, we're going to be done before 7:30, so we're able to do this. If that's you and you want to receive Jesus into your life, or you want to recommit your life today, I want you to say in your heart, in your car, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So there where you are, I want you to repeat this prayer after me and say with me, dear Heavenly Father.
Dear Heavenly Father.
I come to you.
I come to you.
With sin in my life.
With sin in my life.
Lord, I need you.
Lord, I need you.
And I acknowledge.
And I acknowledge.
My sin before you.
My sin before you.
Please take away this old heart.
Please take away this old heart.
And place your spirit within me.
And place your spirit within me.
Jesus.
Jesus.
I receive you into my life.
I receive you into my life.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
As my personal Lord and Savior.
Today I make a decision.
Today I make a decision.
To turn from my past.
To turn from my past.
And to turn to you.
And to turn to you.
I believe.
I believe.
That you died on the cross.
That you died on the cross.
To save me from death.
To save me from death.
And as I have received you.
And as I have received you.
Today I have the right.
Today I have the right.
To be called a child of God.
To be called a child of God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
That you forgive me of all my sin.
That you forgive me of all my sin.
You cleanse me of all unrighteousness.
Cleanse me of all unrighteousness.
And that today.
And that today.
I am a child of God.
I am a child of God.
Born again.
Born again.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
And Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray over each and every one of these, your children, every power of Satan broken over their lives, every curse removed in Jesus' name. You use them that they will have a relationship with you, walk with you, and be empowered to live as Jesus lived on this earth. In Jesus' name we pray. And Tabs, won't you lead us in the five confessions of the blood of redemption and say this together with us. And now we are praying now. As a child of God, you can pray, and we're praying to our Father through Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been redeemed.
I have been redeemed.
Out of the hands of the enemy.
Out of the hands of the enemy.
Into the kingdom of God.
Into the kingdom of God.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been forgiven.
I have been forgiven.
Of all my sin.
Of all my sin.
Because I have fellowship with other believers.
Because I have fellowship with other believers.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus.
Cleanses me now.
Cleanses me now.
And continuously.
And continuously.
By the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been justified.
I have been justified.
God sees me.
God sees me.
Just as if.
Just as if.
I've never sinned.
I've never sinned.
And by the blood of Jesus.
By the blood of Jesus.
I have been sanctified.
I have been sanctified.
Set apart.
Set apart.
For God's kingdom.
For God's kingdom.
And purpose.
And purpose.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Praise God, and congratulations if you've just given your life to Jesus. We're so, so very, very encouraged and blessed by that. And everything will change now. Now you can pray our Father because you are rightfully His child. And if you did give your life to Jesus, or any of your kids did, please share with us on the WhatsApp line 071-364-0376 so we can celebrate with you. The Bible says that when one person comes back to God, the whole of heaven erupts and is celebrating. And so we too share in the same heart as heaven. Congratulations.